Sagt der Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Bava Kama, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalid. Sagt der Mishnah, Cheresh, Shaita Vakatan. Cheresh, a deaf mute. Shaita, one who doesn't have das, one who doesn't have understanding. Vakatan, and a minor, Pigiyasan Ra. Having to do with them in terms of Hezek is not good. You can't win. It's a lose-lose situation. Why? Hachoyvel behen. One who makes a chavala, a wound in them, chayiv. He has to pay possibly all the five things. Nezik tzai ripu shavas or baishas. But v'heim, they, shechavlu b'yachayrim, that inflicted a wound in others, piturin, their potter. Vayter zok the mishnah ho'eved, an eved kanani, the isha or a married woman, pigi yasan ra. Just like with the chereshayt of a katan. Hachoyvel behen, one who makes a wound in them, chayiv, has to pay possibly all five things. But v'heim shechavlu b'yachayrim, when they inflict a wound in others, piturin, because they have no money on their own to pay. Avul mishalmin li'achar zman. Unlike the chereshayt of a katan, who don't pay because they have no das, they're not responsible for their actions, so they'll never have to pay. Even after the katan grows up, let's say the shayta gets his das, the cheresh was cured, but l'maisa, when the action took place, they weren't responsible. Masha'enkein, the eved and the isha, the problem is they don't have any money. That's why they don't have to pay. But it could be they're going to have to pay afterwards. For example, as the Mishnah continues, Nizgar Shahisha, if the woman gets divorced, so we don't see anymore whatever she has belongs to her husband. She doesn't have a husband. As the Mishnah explains, suppose Nizgar Shahisha, the woman got divorced, or Nishtachar Ha'evet, or the Evet was freed. So at this point, Chayav and Lashala, they have to pay. They have to pay for the damage that they did earlier on. So again, our Mishnah told us that a cheresh shayta v'katan is pigiyas an ra. When you hurt them, you have to pay. They hurt you, they don't have to pay. They're not responsible. Not even after they grow up or they're healed. Ha'evet v'isha is also pigiyas an ra. When you hurt them, you have to pay. They don't have to pay. They don't have with what to pay. However, if things change and they do have with what to pay, then at that time, they have to pay for the damage that they did earlier. Now let me ask you something. But if I inflict damage to a katan, a cheresh or a shaita, then I do have to pay. Who do I pay it to? So the Gemara and the Paiskim say that money is invested. It's invested on their behalf until they become big. Although we said that the katan does not have to pay back when he gets big, that's the opinion of the Rambam, Ishno Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds the katan does have to pay back when he gets big. So how Rashi learns pshat in our Mishnah, so that the Mefarshim talk about. But the Rama also says this. In Arachayim, Simon, Shin Mem Gimel. The Rama says, Shekatan she'over averis bekatnusai, that a katan who did averis when he was small, afal pi she'ein tzarach tshuva, kishi yagadol, technically doesn't have to do tshuva when he gets bigger, but mikal makim toivloi she'yakabal al atzmai eze dava l'tshuva l'kapar. It's best that he does do tshuva. Even though, technically, there's the excuse, I did the aver before I was bar mitzvah. And the Mishnah Brura says over there, in Arachayim Simon Shin Mem Gimel, please look it up, b'shem the paiskin. That for that matter, if a katan stole something or did damage, even though he doesn't have to pay because he's a katan, but lefnim esheres din, when he gets older, and the bar mitzvah boy realizes he did damage when he was younger, he should pay for it. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis that it's the responsibility of the dayanim to punish the ktanim, to warn them, to train them, not to steal or to cause damage.